on TikTok right now, there's a sound circulating, and it is the best thing ever. And it reminded me of it. You reminded me of it when we were talking about thinking big. So there's a sound bite where the guy's like, you're thinking too small and you got to think big. And he uses a couple cuss words. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I thought about because people have been using that video. It is just so funny because really, like, he's 100%, like, if I needed no other motivation, that's what I needed. Like, I'm thinking too small and you got to think big.
The MTG podcast is a virtual space for women and men in the tech and creative industries.
Tune in as we put it all on the table, sharing authentic life truths as we sustain and empower each other in search of our tribe.
We're more than a designer. We're more than our name badge. We're more than the work we produce.
Welcome to the More Than Graphics podcast.
We're that tribe.
Welcome. Welcome to the More Than Graphics podcast. I'm Danielle. My podcast sister, Cicely, will be joining us here very shortly. It is 7:30 on the dot, and you know we do this every Tuesday inside of Clubhouse. I would love to continue this conversation about occupying space because that's really what it's all about this month. And we're talking more intentionally to the people that really need to hear words of encouragement on a deeper level on a weekly basis. That's exactly what this room in Clubhouse is all of what it's for. I definitely want to keep talking about how we can occupy space as a group, as a movement, as a body of people. How can we elevate our spaces? How can we elevate our platforms? How can we advocate for ourselves to continue taking up space? Because as we know, and as history has provided us on more than one occasion, proof that the space for women was minimal, non-existent to begin with. And I really want to address that as well, because I feel like, especially for women of color, this space has only just begun. This space has only begun to crack in some areas and allowing the door to swing a little bit wider, if you will, for us. But even more so as women in general, this platform of us being in these technological spaces has really kind of been minimal. And I really feel like this is our decade. This came to specifically expand the reach. This is our decade to gain some ground. Maybe this is our century to firmly place ourselves in history. And on top of that, in the future. Cicely, hey, thanks for dipping in there, girl. I appreciate it.
Hey, I was letting you have your monologue. I was letting you go on.
You're fine. But we're talking literally just about, you know, how do we expand? How do we occupy space for women in tech? What does that look like? And I kind of was kind of going on this whole like predestined journey and this thing that our history for women in tech is really just begun. This could this could be the decade. This could be the century. This could be the this could be that year, or this could be that moment in time in history where women are really starting to charter waters, deep waters, if you will, into making spaces in tech for ourselves. So I just feel like in a lot of ways, being able to talk about Occupy in general for this month is like on point.
I 100% agree. And especially like I come from kind of more of like the femtech, healthcare tech space in my tech experience. And I think that's actually another like another specific group that's really taking over tech right now. Like it is literally the rise of, you know, it's like FemTech Nation. There's so many women founded, women centered, women driven, women, like more women companies that are coming out. Everything's from heart disease to fertility to PCOS to like menopause and perimenopause to like, you know, products that market to women for, you know, sex drive issues, all sorts of really awesome, amazing things for women in all stages of life. And I think it's just so cool how now women are occupying that space. And, you know, who better to spearhead the efforts than a woman herself, right? Like these are companies literally founded by women, mostly women on staff. The co-founders are women, the, you know, CEO, the CTO. It's like a big roster of women. Even when they're small, they're, you know, 10 people deep, but 7 of them are women. So I think that is absolutely amazing. And I love to see it. I love being here to see it.
Girl, yes. And I think that's a huge one for me as well. I'm trying my best to get away from this noise. I'm sorry, y'all.
But I definitely completely 110% agree. Like, there are in spaces now where we're seeing more of us and spaces where we needed to see more of us, right? As you mentioned before, you know, going to the OBGYN and no longer seeing a male, you know, necessarily as a regular, you know, appointment or visitor, being able to, you know, see ourselves represented and beyond just the nurses in the medical field. Love being able to see more women that are now entering more and more into like the construction technology side, being able to draft those architectural buildings and not have to rely on a team of men to showcase what you can do. Let me just say that. I'm going to be real bold. I think that's really important. I think it's really important that we have that sense of identity. So when I hear, you know, occupying space for women in tech, you know, what does that mean? What does that look like for people who don't look like us? I think one of the bigger things that I wanted to really mention in here today was our ability to let people let us lead, right? Letting us lead instead of us being led by others, I think is a really big one. Cicely, I know you can kind of attest to some of that as far as leadership roles go.
Absolutely. And I think like that's kind of the thing too. It's that a lot of times women, especially Black women, women of color, have not been allowed, you know, and I'm using the word in quotes and I'm using the word actually, because sometimes it's in quotes because we've been conditioned to think that we shouldn't be there. And sometimes it's actually, or a lot of the times it's like, you know, kind of ingrained. It's the culture, like you women just don't do this, or we're not even going to consider a woman for the role. So I think, like you said, like just with this generation, so I think millennials are really, really big in, like we were the ones who kind of got our foot in the door and started the process. But I think it's the millennials and the Generation Z that's really going to take that over the top. Like all the most of the fintech companies I've heard about, I've seen, like LinkedIn is full of like mention of like these accelerator, what do you call them? Conferences they have, stuff like that. Most, like the majority of them are millennials. Like literally the fintech companies, the fertility trackers, the at-home testing, the, you know, women's health companies are being led by women, you know, between the ages of 30 and about 41, 42. And I think that is absolutely amazing. So it definitely is paving the way for everyone that comes after them to follow in their footsteps and to, you know, make the impact bigger, make that footstep bigger, that footprint for women in tech, and especially women of color, Black women in tech, much bigger. But I love to see it. Like you said, like, it's just, we're in that, this is our time. This is our time. This is their time. This is, you know, it's our time to, this is like the generational move, and I love to see it.
Oh, I love that. You said generational move. That was on point. I totally relate to that. I feel like it's, I know that I say that often, it's our time. Like, it really is our time. I'm sure the women before us, the women of the early 50s, the women of the 30s and 40s even during Prohibition and all the sayings, like, I think it's, we always sense a moment where, you know we can seize the moment, you know, that understanding when to and how to seize the moment. And I feel like we as women have continued to master this beautiful crescendo of change. And the beginning of all things, when we go back to, you know, some of the earliest pushes of technology, women were always behind it. We weren't in the front. We weren't allowed in the front, but we were always behind it. And so I think it's really important that we kind of hold on to those truths and those roots, because that's what's going to help push us towards the future. I think that's really important. So, yeah, I mean, girl, I could talk eons about that specifically.
And I love that you said that. It's so true. And I like how you said that we used to be like kind of in the background. And I think very much now, like, we are out there. Like, I am the face of my brand. Like, you're going to see my face. You're going to, you know, see me on the podcast. You're going to see me on the Instagram Live. You're going to see me being interviewed by CNN. Not me specifically, but, you know, the women who own these companies. Like, they're very face forward. There's no hiding behind a logo. There's no hiding behind a man. There's no, not even hiding behind a man, but having to, you know, how, like, there was definitely in the past, there were a lot of instances where women kind of had to make the man be kind of the face of a brand or be the face of an idea in order for their idea to be seen and taken seriously, which is ridiculous. But there was a time that that was the way you had to do things, or you had to kind of, you know, deceive people into thinking that, you know, this was a man's idea or this was a man's doing in order for them to take you seriously. And I feel like, you know, it's in a way like a coming out era of people being able to put themselves and unapologetically themselves, like women with dreads, women with natural hair, women on the LGBTQ spectrum, like all these women, you know, neurodiverse women, women are putting themselves out there and being seen. And it's, again, no longer hiding behind a cloak, hiding behind a man, hiding behind a name. Like, we're putting ourselves out there in the forefront to be seen. Taking up space.
I love it. Yes. And that's, yes, taking up space. We were talking about it. Occupying space for women in tech. What does that look like? It means physically taking up seats. It means physically extending hands. It means to, you know, continually be vocal. So I'm all about that life. And I think that's super important.
Yes, to vocals. We got to talk about it. And I think that's another thing, too, is like we have platforms like this where we can actually talk about it. It's no longer, you know, meeting in the back rooms or garages or basements of people's houses. We actually get to come out and, you know, meet in public places, go to networking events. Like I said, be on social media and have YouTube videos about our experience. So I think that's so important, too, that we've said this and another, and I can never get like a good saying of it. Basically, like, if you can see something, then you can be something. So in order for like the women and girls and little boys too coming up behind us, they have to see us doing these things in order for them to know it's a possibility. Like, there are so many things, and I'm in my 30s, right? And there's so many things that I'm just now seeing or have seen in the last 10 years where like I couldn't have fathomed those things at Leo's age, at 12 and 13. Could not have imagined that this to be possible. And now I'm seeing it, and it's amazing.
Totally agree. I'm the exact same way. I feel like the things that I thought of when I was like 12 and 13, you know, wanted to be the next Black Katie Couric, you know, somewhere out there in the world, I would never had imagined that I could take that into my own realm and create, you know, elements of for podcasting, because that was a dream within a dream, right? Never thought in a million years that I would be able to go from a written word to being able to be more, I don't know, creative with through design, right? And the things that we thought of in our youth, and I think it's kind of cute though that we think, you know, we dream big, but essentially it's never as big enough as we think, right? And I think that's really
cool. Ooh, yes.
That we can go back to our childhood and think about those big dreams and look at them as adults now and be like, okay, well, how much closer how could I do that? You know, where could I go with that? And I think that's something too that we forget to do even as adults, right? We dream big as a kid, and then we kind of settle throughout our years, and then we forget to keep dreaming. We forget to keep reaching. We forget to keep going back to those bigger ideas where our hearts were like super pacing and we're super excited and there's adrenaline rush and we really feel like there's a possibility for us if we just keep keeping. And I think that's such a good lesson for all of us to take as we're going into whatever stage of life that we're going into, whether that's bringing life into the world or maybe even starting or birthing a new company or a new career path for ourselves. We have to keep dreaming. We have to keep keeping that childlike wonder that we kind of started out with. And I think that's what helps us want to create space for women in tech and want to create space for other people to come along this journey with us and expand more opportunities.
A sermon today. I love that. And you brought up like what you said made me think of two very important points. The first one is just me being ignorant, so ignore me. But on TikTok right now, there's a sound circulating and it is the best thing ever. And it reminded me of it. You reminded me of it when you're talking about thinking big. So there's a sound bite where the guy's like, you're thinking too small and you got to think big. And he used a couple cuss words. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing I thought about because people have been using that video. It is just so funny because really, like, he's 100%. Like, if I needed no other motivation, that's what I needed. Like, I'm thinking too small and you got to think big. it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, if y'all are on TikTok, you've seen it. So I know you've seen it. I'm not even going to repeat it because I'm not even going to do it justice, but it's hilarious. But I think kind of part of that, too, is when we're a kid, thinking, you know, you're going to be the next Black Katie Couric or thinking that you're going to travel the world and do all these things. Like, that is thinking big to you, right? But then once you grow up and not necessarily like lose dreams, but once your dreams, I guess like our dreams kind of expand. Like, we learn that, like, you know, being the next Black Katie Couric was huge for us then, but now once we kind of found a way to do that, it's not as big as we thought it was. So now we got to think big, and you got to think bigger, right? We got to
get the Oprah shot. It's the Oprah shot, like they say in Notebook.
Yes. We have outgrown that original big dream because, you know, we're not kids anymore. So we do lose some of that, like, playfulness when we become adults just because, you know, life and bills and Lord, you know, all that stuff that comes off adulthood. But I think the thing is, too, is that, like, we also get too big for our dreams, which is fine because that just means we got to get bigger. Like, we got to think bigger, we got to grow, and that's part of the evolution. So I love that, you know, thing big around here.
Yes, I love that. It's kind of like the whole sizing up a turtle. You know, the tank, the turtle only grows as big as the tank will contain it. And I think that's so important to use that metaphorically in a sense of how we should dream and how we should set our goals. It shouldn't be contained by the tank. It should be contained by, you know, what our heart allows and what our minds allow and what we're capable of bringing on when we think about creating spaces for us. So I absolutely love the fact that you say that, Cicely, because I think that's really cool. And shout out to my turtle who's resting in turtle heaven. Sad. I just thought about that today. That was in my memory.
Sovereign. Poor turtle.
We had two little red ear slider turtles, and they were huge in a huge tank. And that was such a good metaphor for a lot of other things in life. You know, the turtle will grow to the side of the tank. So keep upgrading your tank. Keep filling up your tank.
You ain't said nothing but a word. I love that metaphor.
So I just think that's really important that we kind of hold on to that and use that to kind of help fuel us past the moments where we feel like our tank can't get any fuller. Because it can, and we can. It's a matter of allocating the space, you know, we can go a little deeper with that even. We talk about, you know, the pressure that we feel sometimes when we're in that water and we're deep in those trenches. And a lot of times it feels like we're the only one because the weight feels like it's all on us for women, or it's all on us for women of color, specifically in tech. And it's just a reminder that sometimes we need to float a little bit so that we can see all the other bobbing heads in the water. And realize that we're not alone, that there's a group of us, there's a school of us. And to kind of keep that metaphor in mind, too, because that's how it feels for anyone doing something new and unknown, especially for us as women. But we have those innate feelings of community. We have those innate traits of unity. It's built in us. It's not like our male counterparts, where sometimes it's a little bit more tribal. But for us, it's more of a sense of belonging. When we see others in our lane, when we see other people who are doing similar things, it gives us a sense of comfort that we're not the only ones. And so that's kind of where I want to walk into creating the space for women, is understanding that we're not the only, you know, bobblehead above the water. We're not the only ones in the pond. So that pressure can be relieved if you're willing to come to the surface for a moment and realize where you are.
Ooh, I love it. And I think that also, like, points to very much how, like, when we talk about occupying space, a lot of times, like, we're occupying space and it's been held for us by, you know, someone who came before us. But imagine if you're breaking into, like, a new space for the very first time, how hard that part is too. So, like, you know, I feel, you know, I have, in quote, broken into tech, as the children say on the TikToks. And I only did so, though, because there were Black women before me who did it, right? Like, I wasn't the first one to do it. Black women have been in tech for quite a number of years. But, you know, the numbers are increasing, I think, thanks to social media, thanks to people talking about their salary transparency, thanks to the companies who are really doing the work and trying to make sure they diversify their workforce. But again, like, it's just, I think about, whenever I think of something that's, like, that's difficult that I'm doing for the first time, or, like, kind of uncharted territory, I think about, like, you know, how hard would this must have been for the women before me who didn't have a blueprint, right? Who didn't have any sort of path to go. They just had to blaze the trail and make it up as they go. And at least for most of us, in most cases, like, in modern days, we have the help of the internet. We have the help of, you know, these amazing women tribal communities that we create because we love sharing information and love helping other people. So I think that's an awesome thing to give a nod to as well, that 100 years ago, 200 years ago, we didn't have we had the community, but we didn't have the type of, I guess the map was not laid the way it is now. So there are still, you know, clearly uncharted territories in a lot of things, but I think we have done such a good job, in our foremothers have done such a good job of paving the way for us, that we have no choice but to succeed, right? Like we're here. We know the map. We have to make it our own, of course, but we got the map, we got the foot in, and it's up to us to keep pushing and occupying.
Ooh, Cicely, come on, church. Okay. Everything that you said just now was so spot on fire. It really reminds me of, you know, for us women of color, our earliest ancestors, and how they were, they had no choice. They were forced to move. They were forced to forge, right, in a lot of ways. And I feel like that is so transcendent to a lot of us women who are breaking into tech. We are having to forge our past very aggressively. And that comes off as really kind of, WTF to a lot of other people around us who have the comfort, and I will even say the privilege, to be able to create spaces in their own lanes in their own way. For us as women, we have to literally build something from nothing. And unfortunately, in our culture, in our current culture right now, we have to do that at a much more accelerated pace to create movement for ourselves. And sometimes it's a deterrent, right? I don't have $500,000 to do the things that I want to do in this moment. I don't have, five hundred million followers to go fund the things. I'm not a Harry Sykes, you know. I'm not a Harry Styles. I can't have $500,000 people just upload and empty their pockets in a short amount of time and make change happen and forge that path. It takes time, and it's even harder for women because of our history, because of the way that we've been able to make the moves the way that we have historically. So I really relate to the words that you're saying, Cicely, because I feel like in a lot of times, like, I'm going back to, like, Harriet. I'm going back to, you know, the earliest of my Native ancestors. I'm going back to just wading the waters in a lot of areas. And I think that's also a good way to recalculate and really root ourselves in the causes that we want, the causes and the changes that we want to see, both for women in tech and women in general, in accelerating our platform. So I feel that, Cicely. Like, thank you.
You ain't said nothing but a word. And that was beautiful. And like I said, just kind of looking back, especially for Black women and any women from marginalized groups can look and really say, two or three generations ago, maybe even a generation ago, these sort of opportunities did not readily exist for our mothers and for our grandmothers. And I mean, definitely not for my grandmother. So two generations ago for me, I can say that my grandmother, I mean, like, you know, tech wasn't what it was then, but like the type of opportunities that I have now, not just because of us, you know, being in the digital age, but my grandmother did not have those opportunities. The type of opportunities, you know, that my mom had better opportunities than her, and that I have better opportunities than her. But it's still, like you were saying, Danielle, it's like a constant, we're still fighting something, right? Like, it's still not given, it's not easy, it's not just handed to us. We're still fighting to occupy the space. And yes, it's getting easier, right? Like, the room is getting bigger. We don't have to, we're not crammed in the space as much as we were.
Right.
But it's not, it's still not easy. We still got a deadbolt, a padlock, a combination,
yes,
a safe toe,
a man, a built-in check,
and a stand.
Right.
A background check. Like, you know, there's still so many barriers. We're making it digital now, but there's still so many barriers that, although they're different and fewer than our foremothers had, they still exist. So we can't, like you said, we can't let that point go to the side that, yes, we're having like a revolution of women in tech, Black women especially, breaking into. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, and this I kind of didn't realize too until I started working in tech, that tech affords you in a lot of ways not just a better salary, but like a better quality of life and like freedom of time. So like, if I were still, I'm not gonna say stuck, but if I was still working like in a building, in a hospital, in a facility, I wouldn't have the flexibility of time that I have. Like today I was able to cook brunch for me and Liam while, you know, on a meeting at work. Never would have happened. I'm able to go to doctor's appointments. I'm able to like work, weave my life into work and not the other way around. Because before, I was running ragged trying to, you know, go to two and three different jobs and go here and go there, do grocery shopping, do all this stuff, clean the house, take care of the kid, you know, do all the things. And it was so much harder for me to do that when I was having to always be out of the house and, as my mama would say, rip and run everywhere. So again,
yeah,
we're getting like a new sense. It's like a different, it's a liberation in a way, because we're able to work again, like not just work to live, like we still working a lot, but we're able to kind of make our lives and our the work that we do mesh and blend together and bend around each other instead of one or the other. Like it's not those absolutes anymore. It's not, you know, my grandmother was a stay-at-home mom for about half of her life, and then she started working once everybody was in school. My mom has never been a stay-at-home mom. Like, you know, she's been a career woman since she was probably 19, 20. Like, she got her first degree at 20. So wow. She's been a career woman her whole life. And for me, I never really had the desire to be a stay-at-home mom, like, clearly, you know, during maternity leave and stuff like that. But now I look at it a little bit differently. Like, I'd be okay working part-time from home and then, you know, being a part-time stay-at-home mom. So it's just really crazy to see just in my own life those examples and how occupying space, like in not just in tech, but like how my foremothers occupying space in the ways that they could kind of open it up for me to occupy space in my way, which in current time is in tech. So it's just really crazy to think about. And I'm really grateful to the women who came before me. So whether they were, you know, my family directly, like my direct lineage, or just the women in history who've done amazing things. Like it's humbling and it's amazing to think about, like, we're here because of their contributions. And then we're here just because of like the times changing, like people clearly realizing that women run the world and we hold this world together. But, you know, that's another subject for another day.
I love that. I'm going to take something that you said and kind of turn just a little bit. I love the fact that you said that there are, you know, we stand on the history and the progression of women that came before us, whether we're directly lineage connected to them or not. And I want to say that the reason that we're able to do that is because they also depended upon the truth of absolutes. And I love that you mentioned absolutes before, right? The absolutes of then versus the absolutes of now, and how it's still comparable and how it's still valid and how it's still projecting our lives even today as women in tech. And the absolutes that they held themselves to are the same similar absolutes that we are going to continue to hold ourselves to. And even then some, beyond the absolutes that they have built, we're able to generate our own. And I think that is so powerful, because that also allows us to open up more doors and more spaces for other women who are seeking to create their own absolutes. And so I feel like this is kind of part of that, you know, total 80s moment, you know, the never ending story kind of feel like, you know, we're creating the story that continues the story that builds someone else's story that continues their story. And it's just on and on and on it goes. And, you know, I think that's so powerful that we're able to do that as women, as a group of women, as a platform of women, but also specifically for the spaces that have yet to come, for the truths that have been yet to happen, for the moments that have yet to come. That's really what is really kind of intriguing and inspiring, and hopefully passes on this huge torch of, yes, I can create the space, and yes, I will create the space.
Danielle's trying to get a shoe thrown at her today. I don't even got nothing to say. That was it. Like, you know, what did the Jennifer Hudson on The Voice? She'd throw a shoe at the top, and I feel like trains don't matter.
That cracks me up.
I mean, that was just a beautiful summary. Like, I literally have nothing to say. I got nothing to add. Nothing that would add anything to, and just, I'm throwing a shoe at you. That's it.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I always enjoyed the space. Especially with you, Cicely. Like, I don't think I could do this without you. So thank you.
Anytime.
I really just enjoy just understanding and better appreciating each other in the space, not just myself with Cicely, but just as women in general. We really have done a really good job as of late to really start tearing down those walls and those barriers. We're less gatekeeping for ourselves and less gatekeeping for others. We're really trying to embrace more of this we and less of I. And we talk about, you know, there's no I in team. But sometimes, unfortunately, it exists. And so I love the fact that over the years, especially between these past three generations, it's been less of the I and more of the we. And I think that's really important as we try to build more for ourselves as women in tech going into the next several decades, going into this next century, going into this next millennium. I think it's really important that we keep reminding ourselves that it's less of I and more of we. And that's what's going to help get us to this more equal balance between ourselves and our male counterparts.
Amen, Sister Danielle.
a word.
Oh, shoot.
All right. I want to hear more from y'all. So if y'all have more feedback on this, hit us up. Like, hit the replay, listen to this episode, and then share your thoughts about it. Tweet it on Twitter. You know, we're at MTG, the podcast one, the number one. Hit us up on there. You can also DM any of us. I'm not going to butcher it, so go ahead and say it. Like, what is your...
Lord, I wanted you to say it so bad.
I was running.
It's a bougie nurse babe. And that's bougie, B-O-U-G-I-E, nurse babe.
See, I was going to say that. I was totally going to say it. I was like, watch it be bougie nurse babe. And I didn't want to butcher it. I want to get it right. But I'm really encouraging people, like, reach out, message us, DM her. I think it's really important that we hear from our fellow sisters in tech. It's really important that we hear from women who are trying to create space. All month long, you're going to be hearing about us talk about this theme of Occupy. We've got some really damn good topics, to be really honest. So I need you to, like, go through the club rooms and check out the different rooms that we'll be creating throughout the month. They're already scheduled out for August, and we're going into September, scheduling out some of these rooms. So just be aware that click on the little bell when you hit the More Than Graphics podcast at the top. Definitely keep in touch with us, because we want to keep in touch with you. We want to keep finding ways that we can drive deeper and deeper purpose for the women and the men who are listening to this podcast. So, Cicely, is there anything you want to wrap up with tonight?
No, I think, as always, this was a great talk, and I'm really glad that we just kind of got to deep dive into some occupation and really just kind of talk about things that are meaningful and hopefully that helps somebody.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I'm really glad, again, like, our podcast in general, the More Than Graphics podcast, is just really that virtual safe place for women in tech and women creatives. Like, it really is a reflection of a lot of the values that I personally carry, and I know Cicely personally carries. It really is a place where we can, together as a community, learn from one another and really empower each other to do things that we normally wouldn't have the strength or wisdom or encouragement to do. So, I think this is a good stopping point for us tonight. For all those who are new, we welcome you to the space again to visit us every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. right here on Clubhouse. And of course, we encourage you to listen to our podcast at mtgthepodcast.com. We're also anywhere you listen to podcasts. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, what is it? Oh, it's Heart. There's iHeart.
iHeart. Yep.
iHeartRadio, you can listen to us there. I do want to give a special shout out before I leave to the Sister Circle, Black Women in Tech group.
Yes.
If you are not already a part of that group, Letsky B has done an amazing job at creating the space for women in tech and women and Black women creatives, specifically on the tech side. It's such a cool, it's a cool look. It's like you get this really cool aerial view of all these women around the world who are specifically looking for avenues in tech as people of color. And so if you're not already a part of that, if you're not already seeing that, please go check that out. That's on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm a part of both communities. So if you find me in there, you're welcome to shout out me, or we can connect in either way, either on Facebook or on LinkedIn. But I love that space. So shout out to Lexi, girl. You had a vision, you had a dream, and now it's like this huge multi-thousand people saying, like, girl, you did a thing. You did it.
And it's the place to be. It's the place to be.
I love it. Okay, everybody, I think we're going to wrap this up. If you guys want to reach out to us, we'll reach out to you again next Tuesday. We'll continue this conversation. Let me actually click on the next topic, because I will tell you what it is. So today was occupying space. Next week is allowing others to take occupancy. Now, this is going to be an even deeper dive into some of the things that we were talking about specifically. But I'm going to have some definitely more... I don't want to say survey says, that sounds very family feudish, but we're going to do some research specifically on how we can allow others to take occupancy as far as creatives and tech industries. So be on the lookout for that next Tuesday. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next Tuesday at 7:30 Eastern Standard.
And just like that, the episode ends, but the convo has just begun.
Thanks for listening to the MTG podcast.
We want to hear from you. If you enjoyed our podcast, give it a review on your listening app of choice. Continue to follow our page
and look out for bonus content releases throughout the year. This podcast is produced by Octane Design Studios. Until next time.